here this evening as well. God is good, isn't he? I say, God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I welcome those also that's joining us by way of the internet, YouTube or Facebook or whatever it is that you're watching us on or from, and as well as those of you that's in the sanctuary this evening. I welcome each and every one of you. Amen. It's good to be in church, isn't it? It's good to gather together in the name of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Well, we're going to get right into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we have this evening. Father, we have gathered together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that he's right here with us. The Holy Spirit is here with us, and we honor him. We honor him. We reverence him, and we allow him to be in charge of this service. Hallelujah. And there, because of that, Father, I ask you to speak through my mouth, think through my mind, that the words I speak will be words that meet your approval, anointed by the Holy Spirit, and ministering to the people of God. And not just the saved, but ministering to those that don't know you. May they be drawn to you because of your word. May they come to Jesus, accept him as their Lord and their Savior because of your word. Hallelujah. And Father, we give you the glory and honor and the praise for it. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. I'll tell you where to go from there. But Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And, excuse me, my subject for you this evening is, be determined that you're going to trust God. Be determined to trust God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, at Proverbs chapter 3, I'm just going to pick it up at verse 5. We probably, most of you probably can quote these verses by heart, but I want to read them to you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. As far as I know, I'm only going to read two verses, 5 and 6. Listen at what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Now, before I read this, read the sixth verse, I think we can see some things in verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So that tells us then that there are going to be some things that challenge our faith. You hear me? We have to deal with some things in life that challenge our faith. And we are told in the Word of God that our faith would be tested. Hallelujah. But the instructions to us is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Be wholehearted about it. Don't be half-witted. You know, don't straddle the fence. Just go ahead and make up your mind right now. I'm going to trust God. Let me say that again. We need to make up our minds that I'm going to trust God. Hallelujah. Not only am I going to trust God, but I'm not going to lean on my own understanding, trying to do everything man's way and using the wisdom of man, especially when it relates to the things of God. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, but I'm going to trust God with all my heart. Why? How many of you know that the devil will work on your mind? He'll try to convince you that God didn't mean what he said. Didn't he do it to Eve? God had spoken. And Satan came in and said, God didn't mean it, because he's trying to keep something from you and blah, 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 blah. Well, I just want you to know, the same devil still out there. See, when we don't lean on our own understanding, what do we lean on? You tell me. If you don't tell me, I'll tell you. On what God said. On his word. We lean on his word. Amen. Because sometimes our understanding can be out there in left field somewhere. You still here? So verse 5 again says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Now listen at verse 6. Look at it. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And there's a promise that follows. Read it. You can read it on the screen. And? Say that again. And he shall direct your path. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? He wasn't joking. He meant it. Bless the name of the Lord. Now, here's what's so good, you know. God knows where you are right now. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something else? He can be touched with the feeling of your infirmities. God knows where you are. And if you're a child of God, he's right there with you and he's still on the inside of you. Because nothing catches him by surprise. Amen? Amen. And if you don't know Christ, God still knows where you are too, and all you need to do is call out to him. And he's ready to change your life. But now let's go back to verse 6. It says, "In all your ways acknowledge him." It's simple. Just do what he tells you. Amen. Obey his word. Stop arguing with him. Just do what he tells you. Amen. We must do what he tells us. Now, we are to do his word, obey his word. Now, turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter. The Gospel of John, the 16th chapter. Now, we are to live by his word, and then we have another promise. 13th verse. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, how many of you know he's here? Amen. Amen. Now, when Jesus was teaching this, he hadn't come. In other words, he was not in their heart, and they had not been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Okay? However, verse 13 again, when he, and notice what Jesus calls him, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. How many of you want truth? I know I do. I don't want to lie. Give me the truth. And Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Therefore, if we follow him, if we stay full of the Word of God, obey the Word of God, walk in the Word of God, he will lead us by his Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Oh, by the way, the Word of God is the Word of truth. Hallelujah. So let me read this again, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will do what? He will guide you into what? All truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And listen to this, I love this. And he will tell you things to come. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Glory be to God. Now listen. God knows where we are every split second. Every nanosecond. Jesus said also that when he leaves, he was going to send us another comforter. Send us someone not only just in us, but also alongside us to help us. Do you know you got help? I say, do you know you have help? A good thing to do, and it, he's right with us at all times, but this will help us, and this will help build our faith. We need to acknowledge his presence. We need to acknowledge his presence. Let's not act like he's 1,000 miles away. Let's acknowledge his presence right with us right now. Wherever we are, whatever we may be dealing with, God is right there with us. And we have a promise on that. He said that he would never leave us and he'll never forsake us. Why don't you make that confession right now, but make it personal. Say it. Say, he will never leave me and he will never forsake me. Go ahead and say that. Those of you watching, say it right along with us. Say it again. He will never leave me. Come on, make it personal. Come on, say it again. Hallelujah. He'll never leave, and he'll never forsake. Hallelujah. Why would he want to leave us? Jesus paid the ultimate price to get us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I don't know how far I'm going to get this evening. If not, if the Lord says the same, we'll come back again next week. But I want you to go to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17. How many of you know that the Old Testament saints, prophets, and so forth had to deal with things too? Amen. They did. First Kings chapter 17. Verse 1 says, and Elijah, of course, now Elijah was one of the prophets of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, God took him out of here. He never died. God just took him. He was a mighty man of God, a mighty prophet used by God. So chapter 17, verse 1, it says Elijah, the Tishbite or Tishbit, of the inhabitants of Gilead, said to Ahab, y'all remember King Ahab, right? Jezebel. But that's another teaching for another time. But let's read on. As the Lord, now let me start from the beginning. And Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word. Now listen to this. Now here's Isaiah. He's given King Ahab the word of God. Okay? He's prophesying to him. Now look at verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook of Cherith, which flows from the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Now I want to stop right there before we go on. Always remember this. Now I've already told you, we talked about the fact that we need to obey the word of God. We need to be led by the Spirit of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Amen? So God, we should be led by the Spirit of God. But I want to tell you something. And I like to say it this way. You know, God leads us in our everyday life, doesn't he? Amen. As we, now I'm not saying we won't have a vision, hear a voice. That's not what I'm saying. Amen. Because we walk primarily by the word of God. But we need him every day of our life. Now, this is what I'm getting at. If God's leading you somewhere or to do something, there will always be provision. I like to say it this way. It just didn't originate with me. I heard somebody else say it at some point in time. But it's true. Where God guides, he provides. So we see here that God sent Elijah. He says, get out of here. And he told him where to go. And he says, I'm going to take care of you while you're there. Now, how many of you have had birds to come feed you, bring you breakfast in the morning, lunch during the midday, dinner at night? No, I haven't had that experience. But let me tell you something. God led Elijah. Now listen, God spoke to him and says, get out of here. He led him to a place where there was nothing. He led him to a place where there was nothing. But he led him there and he gave him a promise. That when you get there, you're going to be fed. And he even told him how he was going to be fed. The birds were going to feed him. They were going to bring him his food. And he could drink from the brook. Hallelujah. If you know, listen to me, if you know that God is leading you in anything, now I'm not talking about presumption. I'm not talking about because he did it for someone else. I'm not necessarily talking about because it's more comfortable where you want to go. But if God is leading you, he will provide for you and he will open doors for you. I hope you're listening. Hallelujah. Everybody say, where he guides, he provides. Amen. But now that's not the end of the story. Let's go back. Let's take a look at. I'll pick it up again in verse 5 and we'll read on. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed at the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. But wait a minute. Verse 7. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Let me ask you a question. Is that the time to panic? All right, now, God sent Elijah to this place. He sent him there. And he promised him he was going to feed him. And he told him that he could drink from the brook. But the very brook that God told him he could drink from dried up. Now, many folk would say, oh man, I missed the Lord on this one. Oh my goodness, I thought I heard from God. I thought I heard from God. But wait a minute, that's not the time to panic. That's the time to start listening again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, God always has a plan. Yeah. Hallelujah. So his brook dried up. So God gave him further instruction. Well, what are you saying? I have a question for you, or maybe someone watching. Have your brook dried up? Well, then you need to go back to Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he promised you, and he promised me, He would direct my paths. Hallelujah. See, that wasn't the end of the story. Just because all the provisions were gone didn't mean Elijah was going to stay out there and starve to death. It didn't happen. Because God gave him further instructions. I hope this is ministering to you. Amen. I mean, we can read what God did in the days of old, but then we need to apply it to us. How does this affect me today in my situation, in my circumstances? The things that I know God told me to do this, I know God told me to do that, or the Word says I am to do this, I am to do that, I am to live this way or that way. Hallelujah. But I'm to follow him. I'm to stay the course because God has another plan for my life, or you might say it this way, an extended plan. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? I'm going to quit here in a few minutes, but we'll finish this. But let me say this. The Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Isn't that right? Isn't it amazing that God does not show us the whole picture? He only gives us part of the plan. And if we are obedient in the part we know and follow his instructions in the part we know, then we will receive further revelation because we walk by faith. See, some of us want to, Lord, you giving me a paragraph, but I want the whole book. I want to, now y'all might be embarrassed, but anybody ever felt that way? You know, we got a few honest people here, that's unashamed to realize, amen. Lord, I just want the whole book. All you giving me here is a paragraph. What am I going to do after this? After I've read this paragraph, where do I go from there? What God is saying is, after you read that paragraph, I'll give you another paragraph. Because we walk by faith. You hear me? We walk by faith. We live by faith. God gives us things in part. Matter of fact, the Word of God says even the prophets prophesy in part. Don't get the whole story. Don't get the whole story. Because this walk that we walk is a faith walk. And we must make up our mind and make that determination. I'm going to trust God. I know I heard his voice. I know he is directing me. You may not have two brown pennies to rub together, but you can trust God. If birds can feed Elijah, God can feed us. Amen. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Another way of saying it, God is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Hallelujah. So as I conclude for this evening anyway, I didn't finish. Whatever you do, build your faith. Build your faith. And be determined, I'm walking with God. I'm going to stay the course. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all still here? Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to stay the course because he is faithful, that promised. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Will you do that? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands and bless him. Come on, lift your hands and bless him. Lift your hands and bless him. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, let us continue to grow in you, leaning not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledging you. And you promised us you would direct our path. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to speak this, ask this question, first of all, to those that are watching the live stream. Have you received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior? And if you have not, I extend this invitation to you right now. I want you to know that he loves you. He cares about you so much. Matter of fact, no one else can care about you or love you more than he does. He loves you. He died for you. And he wants to save you right now. He wants to change your life. He wants to change the direction that you're going. If you say, I need Jesus in my life, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the only begotten Son of God. And I believe you came to this earth because you love me. They hung you on a cross because you love me. You died on that cross because you love me. They buried you, but you rose again on the third day because you love me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you right now as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me of my sins. Help me to walk with you and live for you every day of my life. And I thank you. And I now confess by faith, I have Jesus in my life. I have eternal life abiding on the inside of me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We rejoice with you now that you have received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and as your Savior. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, every person that gave their life to Jesus, I pray that you will lead them,